Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Edios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeich Refan Ruziv Gahagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Shloshet Dvarim Amar Bishmol. There are three things that Rabbi Shmuel said, which really means regarding three things all about the same halacha. Rabbi Shmuel said this one thing. Rabbi Kiva didn't agree to him. Now this has to do with squeezing on Shabbos. We know that one is not allowed to squeeze juice on Shabbos. That's Aser Dereisa. And Midrabanan, even if juice came out on its own from the fruit, it's Aser to benefit from out of fear that he's going to squeeze and be over the Dereisa. So what's this matter? They argue about Hashom, which is garlic, Vahabaisar, this is unripe grapes, Vahamalila, this is unripe grain, Shariskan Vayyayim, that were crushed before Shabbos, and the juice already started flowing out. Shabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says, Yigmar Meshatech Shach, let it continue flowing out once it gets dark, meaning once Shabbos starts, there's no fear that any Isser Daraisa is going to happen here, because even if he squeezes them, there's no Isser Daraisa, due to the fact that he already started crushing them before Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, Aymer Lo Yigmar, Rabbi Kiva says he can't complete it, and it's still also to benefit from that juice that comes out on Shabbos. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the three things that were said in front of Rabbi Kiva, Shnai Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Vachem Mishum Rabbi Shua, two in the name Rabbi Lezer, one in the name Rabbi Shua, Shnai Mishum Rabbi Lezer, one of the two in the name Rabbi Lezer. Number one of the two is Yotzes Isha B'Irshal Zav. On Shabbos, a woman is allowed to go out with his adornment called Irshal Zav, City of Gold. It was some sort of like headband or tiara or crown or something like that on which Yerushalayim was depicted. We're not afraid that she's going to take it off and end up carrying in Rosh Hashanah with it, which is an Isser Daraisa. And Umafricha Yoinim, Psun La'edos, pigeon racers are Pasul La'edos. That's because they bet on their pigeons, and a person is never going to bet if he thinks that his pigeon's not going to win, and therefore he's not really willing to lose this bet, and when he does, and he has to pay out that money, it's considered stolen by the other person. That makes these mafricha yoinim ganavim, and we know that a ganiv is not kasher l'edos. And v'echad mishum Rabbi Shua, one member of the name Rabbi Shua, hasharetz b'fi chulda, let's say a dead sharetz was in the mouth of a weasel, and umalechas al gabi kakar shel truma, the weasel was seen walking on loaves of bread of truma. Safik naga, safik loy naga, it's a safik whether or not this dead sharetz touched the truma loaves, Svekai Tar, this suffix is Tar, and that's because this is called Toma Oiveres. It's Toma which is moving, and anytime we have a suffix of moving Toma, we're makel that it's Tahar, even in Rosh Hashayachid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Chesed Test with more members from Rabbi Kiva. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.